Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, as I sit here hungover, I can't give Todd crap for drinking too much, but he thinks he wants to slow down. And he thought about calling me for a sponsor, and I'm probably a bad sponsor. Craig, you're probably a better sponsor. You don't drink. You do alter your conscience, but you don't drink.
Yeah. It sounds like nobody really wants a call. Well, that's not it. We're just not sure that we're the right
one. Yeah, I definitely was.
I'm not sure I'm the right one, because I'd say, well, yeah, what's wrong with having a drink now?
See, we wouldn't talk about that. We'd just chat idly.
What, for 5 hours? You said, are you drinking? You would talk to us on the phone with a glass of vodka.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Right.
It's not about you. It's about us, Todd. We understand that we're not good at that.
Yeah.
That's one way to put it. We could go out and throw the discs around.
Yeah. But they need, well, you have other ways of altering your conscience, too, so.
No, I think the way for me to avoid drinking
is just not have the vodka bottle there.
Yeah, not have it handy.
Well, you probably just bring a water bottle full of vodka on the disc course, then.
You could do that, yeah. I suppose.
But then you have to Uber home.
The last time
we were home from the discourse,
I recall not having cocktails in the evening was when
it's been a while for you. I know.
Well, I had to run my kids all over the place.
Right.
You know,
it's a long time since your kids are 45.
There's football and there's dance and but it would be 10 o'clock at night before I get done driving.
Yep.
And I'm not going to drive while I'm drinking.
I'm doing that now. Yep.
Drinking and driving?
No, I'm actually sitting here a little. No, Craig, don't put words into my mouth. People listen to this program.
I didn't realize you were driving is the point.
We got Sean Astin a little later on this morning. Mr. Skin's going to phone the program. Petey Mac, Craig Evans in the house. Monday morning.
Did you spend
yesterday
preparing for the watch party for Game of Thrones?
Oh, no. Because I had,
I don't think you could watch that with other people.
There's watch parties all over the place.
But here's the deal with that show. When I did watch the first three seasons, you got to pay attention. There's a lot of layers to that show. And the last thing you need is somebody asking you questions when you're watching something, or not even questions like, "Oh, did you see that?" Stop it, pause it, rewind it.
Now, I don't watch the show, but I did hear that a lot of the names of the characters, even then, they kind of sound alike. There are different names of characters that sound alike.
Okay, somebody just walks into watching Game of Thrones now.
Oh, no. You'd have to go back to the first episode,
Wouldn't
first season.
Wouldn't they become annoying if they asked, "Hey, well, who's that? Explain that person's
You couldn't
background.
Do that.
Yeah, explain that character to me."
Couldn't do that. Once again, I watched three seasons, then lost interest in the backstory.
What is it, season 8 now?
This is the final season. About 10 episodes, I believe. So I know people are into that, so good for them. Otherwise, we don't care.
Yeah, I never really got into it, but I'm not going to jump up and down on the social media that, hey, look at me. I never watched it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't give them crap when I watch Orville.
And again, that's another one I got a late start on.
Yeah, but it's also the future, though. It's a little more Orville. Interesting. To me, it's more interesting than the dragon stuff.
So I'll watch old Star Treks. They're on Netflix now.
You would love
Treks.
Orville, Todd.
I know I would.
Man.
I remember watching the first couple of episodes.
I told you how you can find season 1. Hulu, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There was a great joke. by the way, what we always say about the streaming services on SNL. Do you have that one? Probably not.
No.
It's a Weekend Update joke.
Oh.
And he says, Disney has a streaming service out, and Disney will tell you to you need this along with, and then they list all the other streaming services.
It's called Disney Plus.
Disney Plus.
Which means you need Disney this one, Plus.
Netflix, Hulu, it goes to Amazon, all this, and cable.
Yeah.
So it won't be any cheaper anyway once you keep watching everything.
No, once you decide you need everything.
Right, right.
It ends up costing the same.
Yeah, it does. Now, I didn't see Game of Thrones last night. But that's okay for those people that are into it. The problem is, if I ever decide I want to catch up, is that the social media is so huge on that show, they'll blow it for you. You'll know that Journey was playing and it just ended, you know, like Sopranos. You'll know that probably within 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, at least with this, it's show. Is it HBO? Yeah, it's HBO.
Yeah.
So
HBO,
it's once a week. So this is like they all could binge it. They would have binged it all night. Could have been Netflix.
Yes.
You know. Have you ever seen it? Shut up. I do have a freaking life. I actually do.
I'm not saying it's a...
Well, the word life, you can use whatever you want. But I mean, that just means we say we have a life. I'm busy.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not saying pros or cons. I'm really busy. Because I'm in that throes of, you know, of sports right now. I'm just busy this time of year.
You know. Oh, yeah.
I was out.
I'm not.
Yesterday from like, you know, 8 o'clock till at least 4, I was out.
Holy cow.
Yeah I got
Well, both kids were in town in different tournaments. That's why.
I got a link here sent to me by Mr. Skin's folks.
Is Sean Astin naked anything?
He's coming. I haven't looked that up.
Mr. Man.
I haven't looked
Mr.
that up.
Mr. Man,
But they broke down Game of Thrones, and it's this big infographic thing about all the... You know, 82 celebrity nude scenes over all the seasons. Breaks down how many were breasts, butt, bush, penis, minutes of nudity. There's this all kinds of info.
That's how you watch TV.
Where
Mr.
this
Skin.
Ranks, you know, amongst other series.
Skin will call today.
Season by season.
He's got a scoreboard up there.
Oh, yeah. 51 different celebrities have done nude scenes in Game of Thrones.
Really? 51?
Third only to Shameless and True Blood.
I do remember.
51 celebrities or 51 people?
They're celebrities now.
Anybody who's listed, you know, on their site.
Actresses.
So.
51 actors and actresses.
Okay.
Mainly actresses. I remember seeing a lot of dink.
The top 10 most searched people from Game of Thrones on Mr. Skin.
When I did watch that show, there was a lot of great nudity, though. A lot of good-looking chicks were naked.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of info here, all related to nudity in Game of Thrones.
In the naked. How do you say that, Craig?
In the naked.
In the naked.
Yes.
Must be the Arkansas thing you got
N-E-K-K-I-D.
In the naked.
Yeah.
Naked.
Like Tyler, I was in the couch from 8:20 yesterday morning till about 1:30.
Don't you get up before?
Well, that's good.
That's where I resided for most of the morning.
Well, you need the rest.
You didn't have reason to leave the house.
No.
But I had to leave the house.
You need the rest, so then you get up and you seize the day in the afternoon.
Sometimes I hate getting I don't like to get up. Yeah, I was going to say.
Really?
The afternoon turned out to be pretty nice. It was beautiful.
Oh, well, you know, took the dogs for a while.
Okay, there you go. You got that going for you. With a handle? You get a handle of Tito's while you're walking the dog? Okay.
No, I don't.
Travel bottle? Something a little smaller?
I generally have a bottle of water or a hydration pack up.
Oh, la-di-da. Yeah. Mr. Straight Guy now. Now we're going to shame you into not drinking when you walk the dog. You should drink when you walk the dog.
Yeah,
be a man.
I don't.
He went and saw his shrink on Friday. And the shrink, just to discuss how he should start not drinking. Not completely not drinking.
Not quitting.
No, but better not.
Right. Just making it a more reasonable exercise.
Yes. Just drawing down, maybe taking a night or two off.
That's crazy talk.
Yeah,
but
that's
why we're bad sponsors.
No.
That's pushing it.
So maybe you could have helped me on
you
the
mean
one
not
exercise.
Drinking all tonight?
Right. What?
Says your sponsor.
Yeah. Why don't you put us on a group call, me and Tim. Put us on speakerphone, me and Craig.
We'll be the typical, pros and cons.
What are the cons?
I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared for her to ask me, well, what are the pros of drinking every night?
Did you say...
I like it.
Did you say kill the pain? Because that's what I would say. I would say kill the pain. Yeah. Remember
because the truth is,
what it feels like just to be numb.
Right. I'm really not in that much pain.
No, I don't mean physical pain. I mean, just
right, mental pain. No, okay, I'm really not there yet either. Well, so,
I don't know about that.
Yet you're planning on being there?
I couldn't.
Oh, not compared to some. Hey, listen,
I couldn't come up with a lot of pros. I mean,
I don't get the cons.
You're not trying.
I like it.
I think you've forgotten.
Yeah, kill the pain.
It's
numb yourself. Yeah,
it
stops you from shaking
blanket.
Like a leaf.
It's part of the ritual of being at home in the evening,
right?
And no, I don't think I would. Well, that's why we're just going gradual here.
Did you shake like a leaf?
I don't think I would shake like a leaf if I took a night off.
You took a night off a couple weeks ago, I think you said.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, good for you. Start from there. What are the cons? She lists as the cons. Besides, I know the liver, shut up, you're fine. That. I get the liver thing. I'm talking about the physical cons. Besides, I was just feeling like ass all
just
the time.
Just general health.
Yeah.
You know,
that part.
If you drink that every night for decades, it'll kill you.
Yep, it will.
They're doing great things with liver transplants these days, Tom.
Yeah, but even then,
don't worry about it.
No, trust me, I've seen some people who have just wasted away because of alcohol.
Oh, hardcore alcoholics, you're right. I have too.
I mean, I'm pretty sure they're
drinking. Oh, they're drinking a hell of a lot more than you are,
drinking
Todd.
Drinking was a little more intense than mine. But.
Yep. Oh, I know it was. I know.
But at the same time, just because someone isn't the worst at something doesn't mean that they can't be better.
One of my best friends died from alcohol, I guarantee it. And he died at, you know, he's exactly my age. He's been dead 7 years, you know.
I've been drinking like I've been drinking for probably 10 years. And at some point, it's going to go one direction or the other. And I prefer to go, maybe not drink so much.
I'm with you, since we're not retiring yet.
Instead of doubling up my drinking. That wouldn't help anybody here.
Oh, doubling up? No, we never said double up. Never said double up. Not stupid.
No. Not immediately.
Gradually up to double. No. Oh, I don't need to double. Okay, take tonight off. I'm taking tonight off. I don't drink during the week much anymore. But I'm a little slow today.
Hell, I'm going out tonight, and I'm not probably going to drink either. So,
what are you going out for?
I got a concert.
Well, then you got to have a drink.
I'm going to go see a show.
You gotta have a drink if you're going to a concert, man.
Yeah,
a sober concert?
The band doesn't even go on until like 9:15, so it's gonna be a little bit of a late night anyway, so I don't need to compound things.
This isn't a school band concert?
No. Okay. No.
Because you have to drink.
Oh, yeah,
that would
drinking at the elementary school.
Yeah.
I can't be, you can't, I mean, you can have a beer or two. If you're at a concert, you gotta
I don't know.
I couldn't go see a band without a beer.
Especially in a bar.
Even Kiss, I had a couple beers, you know? And that was a late show.
Right, if there's beer available.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to see music sober. Or not sober, just a couple beers, I mean.
All right, let's go through.
What are you saying?
Let's go through the pros and cons of going to a concert without drinking.
On a Monday.
Yeah, well, it's a reschedule. I had tickets to see this. It was supposed to be like last month on a Friday.
Yeah.
And then it got rescheduled to a Monday. It's like,
Who is it?
Yeah, Roger Klein and the Peacemakers.
Okay, that's a Monday night, man. That's a rough.
I know. I've been wrestling with it for the last 2 weeks.
And they're going to
be
alive?
They don't go until 9:30?
At 9:15,
no
I think.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's a bar situation, you're right.
I really wanted to see the show, and then it got rescheduled. Now it's a Monday.
I can't do it.
I know. I've been wrestling with it.
Not a bar one. A regular concert I probably could have, because the concert would probably start a little earlier than that, a regular concert. You know? But 9:15.
Yeah, my wife's really been looking forward to it.
Yeah, but she didn't wake up at 4:30, does she?
I know.
Okay.
She's working from home tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. Report of Rearburger. Game of Thrones last night.
Really? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a character's name. Rearburger.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm. Pretty common name back in the medieval times. So, even though there's...
It's Sir Rearburger.
Right. Dragons and stuff.
Oh, there's a rear burger.
There's a lot of reality
right
in that Game of Thrones.
Yeah. So we have a couple of clips, but they mean nothing to us.
No, you're right. And
they mean absolutely nothing to us.
No. I mean, Tyler might know some of the characters.
Rear Burger, here's one of my favorites.
Watched for a few seasons. But I didn't watch any of it.
Yeah.
Was it really a few?
I watched it for maybe three seasons, two and a half, maybe. I think I lost interest in the third season. maybe the fourth, I forget. I tried to go back, and HBO's just like re-showing them all together over the weekend. I'm trying to figure out where I was at, and I'm thinking it was just too daunting, and I got stuff I watch now. And once again, like I said, I got a life.
Yeah.
I got busy.
Or at least stuff to do.
I got stuff. That's even better. I got stuff to do. I like that better than I got a life. I got stuff to do.
It's probably more accurate.
It's really accurate.
Yeah, because, you know, you can say, or anyone can say, yes, I've got a life.
That's because you're
alive.
But
then you say, well, what are you doing?
Right.
Well, I'm going with the family here. I've got to go here. I've got to run this errand.
It's just a
really,
stop.
That's a life? This, well, that's what I call
this
it.
This is the busiest I am from like now till like end of July.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people who have lives, it's not dictated by them.
Oh, no.
That's true.
Right. No. It's demands that others are putting on you.
No.
Yeah. Are you going to go to the Boston Marathon today?
I was going to run that, but yeah. I got a life. I had to be here.
You mean you can't run 26 miles?
No, I cannot. No,
because
I saw,
you have a life.
I saw a feel-good story last night, and I sad as hell, but a dude was a Secret Service agent. Now, man, this is where the cynical part about me came. You would have saw the same thing. It was like, yeah, it was ABC or CBS Evening News. I don't know if anybody saw it. Some Secret Service guy was about to get married, got in a car accident on a gig, and he's paralyzed from like the neck down. End up getting married, and they show him these machines. It's working his legs out and his arms.
Okay, so he's doing a bunch of physical therapy,
right? And but they led with the story that, you know, the Boston Marathon's tomorrow. We're going to show you this great story. Did you see it, Puss?
No.
Okay, so they show the guy. And they say he's paralyzed from the neck down. And then they show us those machines that move his legs, and he's on the same thing. Oh, maybe he's going to be walking or something like that on this thing. And then, no, he's going to be strapped to a like a three-wheeler, and some dude's going to run and push him for 26 miles.
Oh, so he's
going to
be.
I think that's already been done.
I know. Yeah.
I think
I know,
that
I
happened
know.
Yesterday.
Oh, no, he's running in the marathon today.
Well, they ran some early.
Oh, they did? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because their cars, because of bikes?
No, because of rain.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So they ran some early, and it may or may not have been that one.
Is he going in this exoskeleton, or
no?
Is he just being transported?
He's just being pushed.
Around the course.
Miles,
okay.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Boston Are Marathon. You? Today, right?
Yes. Very wet.
Running is stupid.
Well, unless you're being chased. Then running is probably the better option.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
I haven't run in 3 years and a couple of months, and I haven't come across a situation where somebody told me, we got to run.
Yep.
We got to run.
I used to run, and not long distances like that, but 2-3 miles once every couple of days.
Oh, there was one time.
But I wish I wouldn't have now, because I think that it just beats up your skeleton too much. And I know that people go, oh, whatever, rolling. I get the runner's high. Well, your body's going to be beat to hell.
This is the last
look
time
at those,
I ran.
Look at 55-year-old runners, the guys that ran all their life, broken down.
Running is dumb.
You can get the runner's high by doing something other than running.
Yes, you can.
The Tom Petty concert I went to at the Hollywood Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
We had gone to dinner at a hotel nearby and left. And I left my backpack on the counter, and the tickets were in the backpack.
Backpack.
So I jump out of the cab, and I start running, and after about 4 steps, I go, holy, this hurts.
that was after the...
I can't run.
Tibia.
Yeah, because the hardware jams into your knee.
Right.
Oh. I can't do anything really high impact. Right. So, and then I figured out, I'll just walk the rest of the way.
There you go.
We'll be fine.
Yeah. Let's walk down the hill and bang them all.
And I went and,
that old joke.
Walked in, and I got the tickets, and I walked out to the cab, and we made it to the show in plenty of time.
Right.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's Jackie Robinson Day in Major League Baseball today.
Everybody's got 42 on, huh?
You don't know who anybody is.
No, you don't.
No,
no, you don't. Well, the white guys, you know who they are.
Yeah, there were a bunch of Jackie Robinson specials on the MLB Network. I think ESPN had something going last night.
They really should.
And ESPN
they should retire.
Quick to throw a Tiger special on, too. ESPN 2.
Tiger, the road back.
Oh, yeah. I thought that
was they had to have had that ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They've had that
like 5 years.
Yeah, for at least 5 years.
Right.
For 5-6 years, they've had that ready, that package, part of that package ready to go. Part of it, right?
Now, I love the spirit of Jackie Robinson Day. It's just very confusing
it
to
is.
Watch.
It is. It is.
Who's who?
Yeah. I remember one day really literally not remembering it was that day, and I had a Pirates on, and the guy was up. I'm thinking, why does 42 look weird on that guy's back? It took me for like a – I was just watching this guy bat, and I'm thinking, 42, why does that look weird? Why does that look weird? Oh,
because it's not allowed on
any other jersey ever.
It's retired league-wide.
I see that, and I see that number on U Sports, and I look the same way. I go, why are they wearing 42? Well, you're allowed to in U Sports, you know.
Right. Our pilot buddy is in Boston right now, and he says, clearly not for the marathon.
He must have flew in a bunch of people, too, I bet.
Thunderstorming as we speak.
There's some bad weather going through the
east. Like the Masters. The Masters moved the tee times up like 5 hours, 6 hours.
They were already there, but the runners are ready to go. They have plans to go this morning.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, what's the only thing that could make a marathon worse?
Lightning.
Running in the rain.
They don't care. Some Kenyan's going to kick ass anyway.
Generally.
I actually know somebody who's there.
Oh, just to watch or to run?
No, to run. To run. A lady that my wife works with. Uh-huh. She's a runner. Like, that's her thing.
She had to qualify to get in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had to qualify.
She qualified and was out there for the Boston Marathon.
You got to qualify.
Well, you got to qualify to be in the elite group,
no, you got to
right?
qualify to run
no,
in
just
it.
Just to get in.
To get
really?
In it,
because
yes.
Because so many people want to do it. They
right.
can't just open up
oh,
the
no,
gates.
You, yeah, you just can't go and try it.
Any schmuck just can't?
Any schmuck.
No.
Nope.
You have to qualify.
Qualify,
for that
and you have to run in a legitimate one with a decent time, or you don't even get allowed to go.
Yeah, it's not. It's not just open.
It's real
open
tough.
Anyway.
I read. It's real tough to get qualified, especially for people that go out of this perch right away.
Yeah, 26.2 miles, 4 steps.
Ow.
Whatever.
Right.
It's all the same.
Yeah, you've got 26.19 to go.
Right. That's a sticker on my car. 26.19.
To go.
Actually, no, 1-9.
Former mayor in Pasco County, Florida, now accused of using the illegal drugs while in office. Records show that former Port Richey Mayor Dale Massad smoked crack every night and used the meth and the marijuana.
Now, this guy's got a problem, Todd. 68-year-old crackhead
is in
meth
jail.
And marijuana.
After he was arrested over a month ago, he has since resigned as mayor but maintains his innocence. He says it wasn't every night that he smoked crack.
Which is...
he had sponsors like us.
His political hero was the guy from Toronto.
Rob Ford,
yeah. Wasn't he crack-smoking mayor of Toronto?
He was the crack-smoking mayor of Toronto.
Isn't
of course,
Toronto like the biggest city in Canada?
Yeah, I think
I believe
it is.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Of course, he's dead now.
Yeah, I know. That's one of the cons of smoking crack.
Bad sponsors. We're there for you. We're there for you. All right. We're there for you, folks. Don't drink today. Tonight, have a couple. Sean Astin a little later on. Mr. Skin, Petey Mac.
Crack. And I have just a small rock.
Well,
we'll go through the pros and cons of that later on.
A small rock.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.